لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيدا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وزد واكرم وترحم وتحنن على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه وسن بسنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، يقول الله تبارك وتعالى بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر اسماعيل واسحاق ان ربي لسميع الدعاء، رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاه ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء، رب اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. صدق الله. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector, and control of every single thing in this. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved Master Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been chosen by our Lord Almighty Allah to be the mercy, rahmah to the entire universe, and to be the role model for the entire humanity, those who wish to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who wish and have faith and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who intend the life of Akhirah. Peace and salutation be upon his family members, companions, upon every single brother and sister from the time of Tabi'in and Taba Tabi'in, who preserved this being, who dedicated their life to convey the message of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala up to us, our parents and our sisters, grandparents, and our teachers. May Almighty Allah's peace and salutation be upon all of them and all those who are present here. My respected brothers and elders, one of the main important elements of khutbah is the wasiyya bit taqwa, that I need to remind myself and remind all of us, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The taqwa, the consciousness, the remembrance of Allah, the presence of mind that Almighty Allah is with us and Almighty Allah is observing every single thing that we do. My respected brothers, through taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is solving all our problems. And through taqwa, we gain reliance, tawakkul, in our Creator, Lord Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Almighty Allah grant all of us the taqwa which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to have it, and tawakkul, reliance on our Creator, Lord Almighty Allah, in every moment and situation in our life. My respected brothers, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the life in this world. The life in this world is a blessing, and that is the way that He expressed the honor, the dignity, and the respect, the love that He has displayed and He has distributed among His creation. All the creation is the ayah, a sign. It is a shahada, it is bearing witness that Lord Almighty Allah is most loving, is Rahman and is Rahim. And Allah has set up the life in this world. Through that life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expressing His love towards us and is saying that best of my creation, best of the creation of Almighty Allah is the children of Adam alayhi salam wa salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. I have honored and given dignity and respect for children of Adam. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And the way Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expressed that, the way He says that, the way we live our life, the way we travel in sea, we travel in air, we travel on earth, we travel everywhere, traveling, the ability that Allah has given us, the power, the control that Allah has given us above all His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the knowledge that we are able to control the air with the commandment of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be unbreaking. We are able to control the science, whatever creation exists. Through that, make things that will be, make us, you know, live a comfortable life in this world. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just mentioning the transportation, how we reach from one destination to another destination. This is how I have honored the children of Adam. So our way of life, the life in this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, to express His love, to express His mercy, to express that He is most forgiving. And we know, the children of Adam, we are sinners. We make mistakes. He knows that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come back to Him, return to Him, ask forgiveness, to be humble when it comes to, you know, whatever happens, He wants us to get back to Him. My respected brother, amongst His blessings in this world, there are many blessings. We cannot count, we cannot come to a conclusion, we cannot come and say this is the number of the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. We will never ever be able, we will never ever comprehend the ni'mah of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, my respected brothers, we only realize once we lose a ni'mah, a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is such a great blessing. Allahu Akbar. It is such a great blessing, now I'm mentioning it. Then we realize, but for so many years, we have been enjoying it. We never ever thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even for a moment of the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Point is, my dear brother, among the blessings of Almighty Allah, one of the greatest blessings, two very important blessings, that we always have to have it in our mind, and Ibrahim alayhi salam made sure that he, whenever he made dua for both of his blessings. Both of his blessings. We don't realize the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with children. The ni'mah of children. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he went to Makkah, he established his family there, and he raised his hand in Surah Al-Ibrahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this dua, the supplication of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he goes on, and in the end he says, Alhamdulillah alladhi wahabani ala al-kibri ma'ila wa sha. Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Almighty Allah, the one who has gifted me even in my old age. Wahabani ala al-kibri, in my old age, I actually love hope. I give up. I'm not going to have a progeny in this world. Wahabani ala al-kibri ma'ila wa sha. Allah has blessed me with ma'in and ma'in. We are as parents. Sometimes we are not grateful to Almighty Allah for the children. The blessing of children that Allah has blessed us. We think sometimes, we forget about it. Every single day, we need to be grateful to Almighty Allah. He has blessed us with children. The progeny is they're going to continue, inshaAllah, with iman. They're going to continue. And Ibrahim alayhi salam not only thanking them, he said, Inna Rabbi la sami'u du'a. My Lord, my Rabb Allah, la sami'u. Allahu Akbar. He is very attentive. When you make du'a, Inna Rabbi la sami'u du'a. He was just God listening. He is very attentive. He will listen to our du'a. He will respond to our du'a. I have been making du'a for so many years, and there is no scientifically, it's not possible. I have reached an old age. The constancy is not even 1%. But Allah, with His qudrah, He has gifted me. And then, مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمُقِيمَ. And then He reminds us. In His dua itself, He reminds. And He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the purpose of our existence is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah makes me, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمُقِيمَ. Allah makes me, the one who established Salah. My respected brothers, all of us, Alhamdulillah, Summa Alhamdulillah. On Yawmul Jum'ah, whatever happens around us, whatever happens around us, Sunnat Taqala called Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We leave everything and we respond to the call. We are here to respond to the call that Allah is great, Allah is the greatest. We are present here. We are present here, and we are saying that we are through our action, we are affirming through our action, say, oh Allah, this is the purpose of my life. The whole week, you know, I will never leave you.
having never given it. In any moment, this is the science of Iman. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam said, not only me, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. Even for Allah, my brother. My brother, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ. And Allah accepts my dua. Allah is the one who accepts the dua. My respected brother, as parents, Allah has blessed the children. Allah made us a means for existence of that life. Allah made us a means. We cannot do that. Science cannot do that. Whole world get together, can they do that? No. It's the greatest blessing. Recently, one of the most successful entrepreneurs. Some youngsters getting together, and it's a very successful entrepreneur. Global. The interview. They ask him, what is the biggest threat that humanity is facing? The young ones are expecting to tell, you know, so many things, you know, that is going off, this is the problem, there is no fall and all that. This man, you know, he's an entrepreneur, he's a great person because, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with so much of knowledge. It is the biggest threat that humanity is facing. Is that population is going lower and lower. The birth rate is the biggest threat that humanity is facing. As he says, in the world, for 1,000 people, that means 500 couples, the highest rate, birth rate, is in Afghanistan. For 500, for 1,000 people, there's only 37 children are born. 37 children are born. And the lowest is in Europe, is that for 1,000 people, only 2 children in average have been born. The biggest threat that humanity is facing is what? Humanity is facing is the population. The human being exists. The world, the bigger threat, the world has no value if there is no human being. This is the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in this business. My respected brothers, we don't realize. Sometimes we forget about it. Prioritizing things as families, as couples. We think there was another great politician of a late president of a very successful country at the moment. You know what he said? A young girl is interviewing. This young girl is saying, okay, I'm doing this, I'm finishing my bachelor's, I want to do my master's, I want to do my PhD. He asked, oh young girl, how old are you? The girl says, you know, I'm reaching my 20, 25. Yeah. Where do you want to get married and have children? Nothing should wait for that. Prioritize that. Time is coming. You can do all that after it. But having children, you need to do it early. You need to do it early. Before 35, before 40, that is a very rare possibility. My dear scripture brothers, sometimes we don't realize the ni'mah of Almighty Allah. And this is what our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized. Priority. Awlawiyah. It's a very important chapter, lesson that we should learn. Prioritizing every single thing in a life properly. At right time we need to prioritize those things. Sometimes, when we are young parents, we have young children. That is the time we need to prioritize spending quality time with them. When they are young, they are growing with us, until 16, 17, 18. We need to prioritize that. Many of us fail to do that because of we have such an economical burden and we create ourselves a, such a huge lifestyle and we want to keep it up for that. Right? We are not striving for our basic needs, no. It is our luxury. We raise our expenses every month. We raise it and we miss out, which is very, very important, that is spending quality time. Allah Akbar with our children.
Children are the greatest blessing. Don't forget, my dear brothers and sisters, and spend quality time with them.
It's a great ni'mah. And when it comes physically, spiritually, we need to be there. Emotionally, we need to be there.
Right? A moment will come if we don't prioritize that. They need a shoulder when they're young and keen to come and cry. When they grow up mature, very rarely they will come and ask your shoulder. But when we grow older, we will look for that shoulder to cry. If we don't prioritize spending time at young, our children will not be here for us. This is one of the greatest things to children. Similarly, I'm telling all of us, in one way we are children, in another way we are parents. As children, you know, the greatest blessing that Allah has blessed us in this world is our parents. Our parents. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not given that opportunity in a very young age. Before he was born, his father passed away. Reaching his 6 years of his age, his mother passed away, very young. He did not have that blessing of spending time with parents. My respected brothers, parents are the biggest blessing. Biggest blessing in this world. After Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Deen. The reason that Allah has given is nothing greater in this world than of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَنْ لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا.
After our duty towards Almighty Allah, then immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that.
Our duty towards our parents. Your parents are the easiest way as children for us to obtain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Easiest way. The love that we express. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ. This ayah goes on. You know, and Quran is teaching us. This is the dua we should make for our parents. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, shower your mercy upon them the way they have showered their mercy upon us. So as parents, we need to be merciful towards them. We need to spend time towards them. Then only that dua has effective. Because it is comparing how they showed mercy and love towards us and even more. Love means not giving materialistic things. Remember, that's not love. Love means that you are there with them. Emotionally, you are there with them. You can spend time with them. You know, you are there at the moment when they need you. Sometimes they are confused, they need to understand you. We are very busy with our friends and our business and things like that. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us. My dear special brother, the blessing of children, we need to be grateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do our duty. Generally, it is emphasized the mother's role. Mother's role. We all know mother plays a role by default. Her love, her care, the sacrifice, it comes in. But in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned another part, the father's role. Father has to play the role of a very role model leadership. Father instills in the child's heart a confidence. The father only teaches the child to be, you know, the character, all his love comes through the father. The way he interacts with others, that's very, very important. Fatherhood is really, really important. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, the door to your Jannah is your father, Allah. Jannah is under your mother's feet. If you get the door to Jannah, but you need to have the key. We need to have a key. So as fathers, we need to understand our important role. Ibrahim alayhi salam played that role. Ibrahim alayhi salam played that role. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, was a very loving father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, you know, three of his daughters he buried in his own hands. Allahu Akbar. As father,
he did his duty, caring for them, loving them, giving them in marriage, and being with them whenever they wanted. You know, father's role is to his daughters as well as sons. You know, sometimes sons, they won't come and express emotionally they are in need of love and guidance. Daughters will show that. But the boy is the ideal of it. When they are growing up, they need sometimes father must come and say, don't worry, son, you go ahead, you try, I'm there with you. And loving and having reliance on your parents, you know, after having reliance on Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a very, very important thing. And our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also teaches us the love of Allah by explaining to us the love of the mother. And when a child does not feel the love of the mother, he will very rarely feel the love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very difficult for him to understand that. It becomes very difficult. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 70 times greater. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is love towards the man. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, something very, very important. If our parents are not around as children, you know, when they are, if they are around, make sure don't miss that opportunity. Be with them. Spend time when they have reached their own age. If you cannot visit every day, make sure you visit at least 2 times a week, or at least 1 a week, visit them. Spend some quality time, keep the phone aside. Just one to one, with eye contact, ask them whether they are okay. Whether they are okay. You know, they actually sacrifice everything for us. And their dua, my respected brother, if your parents, your mother or father is there, they raise their hand and make dua for us, Allah will never reject their dua. They can be sinners in a time. Maybe they are not praying, no problem. But their dua with regard to their children is exception. Remember that. Being a father, being a mother alone, it is a divine blessing. They are very close to Almighty Allah. With regard to their children, dua is it. You don't need to run around here and there. After Allah, if you have any issue, go to your parents and tell your parents you are having this problem. Make this dua. If they raise their hand, only they want to make sincere dua for you. And those who have lost their parents, they will realize that answer. Oh, I don't have anyone to go and talk to. We can talk to Almighty Allah, yes. Physically, they are all around us. We will feel that, the emptiness. Make sure, if they are around, make use of that opportunity. Through that, definitely Allah will bless. That will be a means for our blessing, our children's blessing, our progeny's blessing. Be there with them. Spend time with them. Show love. They will come and, you know, sometimes, because of the knowledge, the degree that you have learned, certain dishes of them may sound very stupid for you. But don't go and tell, oh my father, what's wrong with you? You don't know anything? I should don't. Never say that. You are so smart, you're having all these degrees because of their sacrifice. So remember, that honor belongs to them. That honor belongs to them. They might be forgetful. Sometimes if you once a week or a week ago you said something, they forgot about it. You call next time and don't raise your voice. So, father, what's wrong with you? Can't you remember? Remember that they are aging, they are becoming old. So you need to be merciful, tolerate, be used, loving words, caring words. وَلَا تَكُلْ لَهُمَا وَلَا تَنْهَرْ هُمَا وَكُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Use these words. If they are not around with us, don't forget. This is their grace, which is sunnah. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew his uncle, his father's brother's grave, Hamza radiallahu anhu. Once a week he would visit. He knew where he was. He never, father's uncle, he never forget because he was very graceful. Once a week he would visit. Go there, to their graveyard, give salam to them, and their salam, your salam, convey to them. And whenever on Yawm al-Jum'ah, when you say salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember your parents, because Allah conveying your salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while mentioning your parents' name, your father's name, Allah. In day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to call us. Allah is going to call us, not by only our name, by our father's name, son of so and so. Abdullah, son of so and so. Muhammad, son of so and so. Allah Akbar. So, we need to always, when they are not around, remember that you want to make them proud by sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Yawm al-Jum'ah. Remember that on day of Qiyamah, you're going to meet them. You're going to meet them and they must come. They must be proud of us on that day, insha'Allah. Because after they left us, we continue the legacy of Iman. And my dear sister brothers, we are continuing with this legacy of Iman and Islam. We need to be proud of a dua for our sister. And my dear sister brothers, sometimes in the moment of life, we may not, you know, we forget about it, we go abroad, we do that and this, and conclude with this, way too early. So this very far away from the leader. He became a Muslim. He was, at that time, wherever you become a Muslim, hijrah is compulsory. You need to make hijrah to Medina. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, great Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the way to Qadiyah. He wants to be with you, Rasulullah, but since he had a own aged mother, there's no one to take care of. So the way to Qadiyah is there because of that. Allah Akbar. Coming and seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Greatest ibadah, greatest vision a person can have it. But Muslim Qadir understood what is priority. What is priority? And Allah will convey, and Allah conveyed his message to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba, specifically Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar, in your time, a witch will come. You need to go and ask away. Ask him to ask forgiveness for you, Allahu Akbar. Umar radiallahu anhu spent his life with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the Amir al-Mu'mineen Khalifa. And Al-Faruq, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you need to ask Uwais to make dua for you, maghfira for you. What did Uwais do? Uwais, Allah, he prioritized the duty towards the parents, duty towards the mothers. So my respected brothers and elders, let us prioritize the duty towards our parents, and as parents, let us prioritize our duty towards our children, and we need to realize this is the one of them. You know, the both of them, parents and children, are the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. It is the way that Allah has given us in this world, where we can work this world in life. A life of happiness. A life where we have contentment. Where the life we have peace, tranquility to our family. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our children. May Allah grant our parents long life among us, those who parents who are going through illness and difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them complete shifa. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us this opportunity where we can be kind towards our parents and do the duty towards our parents. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah.